Yerushalmi Shviv, corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Choykrin Nirin Min Ha'akum B'Shviv Avolim Yisrael. One is permitted to receive a ploughed field from a Gentile in Chakirus, which is to be a sharecropper who gives the owner a specific amount of produce per year, even though the Gentile ploughed it in Shviv, which then assisted the Jew to plant after Shviv. However, he should not receive it in this way from a Jew. One may encourage a Gentile who is working his land in Shviv, but one may not encourage a Jew. And the Gemara is going to discuss the exact nature of this encouragement. One may greet Gentiles with Shalom Aleichem for the sake of peaceful relations. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Imi, Chadama, Chawashba, Tabos, Va'anasavla, Minach, Basa Shmitza, V'chorana Ama, Yeshe. The Gemara says Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Imi disagreed over the meaning of encouraging a Gentile and greeting Gentiles. One said that the Jew could even say, plow well and I'll buy from you after Shviv. The other said that the Jew may only say, be strengthened. According to the first opinion, what's the meaning of greeting Gentiles? Means greeting with be strengthened. According to the second opinion, what's the meaning of greeting Gentiles? Using the greeting usually given to a Jew, which is Shalom Aleichem.
Once Rabbi Chanina bar Papa and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman passed by a Gentile ploughing in Shviv. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman said to him, be strengthened. Amalei Rabbi Chanina bar Papa loiken ulfen Rabbi v'le'amu ha'ovim mikan. Rabbi Chanina said to Shmuel, Rabbi, didn't you teach us that the pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Chof Tes in pasuk Ches, and the passersby didn't say, may the blessing of Hashem be upon you, we've blessed you in the name of Hashem, that from here we learn that one may not greet those ploughing in Shvi'ith with be strengthened. Amalei likweith ata yodea lejoish iya ata yodea. V'le'amu ha'ovim eila ovdei kechovim she'en ovim min ha'olam. V'le'amu liyisrael b'rechas Hashem aleichem ma yisrael oimim berachnu eschem Hashem Hashem lo'idaichem kol ha'bochus ha'boith la'olam b'shvilenu ve'en atem oimim lanu bo'u v'tolu lachem min ha'bochus ha'lalu v'lo'yoid ela sh'atem agaglim aleinu b'yisim mezimiyoith v'gugliyoith v'ha'ononiyoith. Rav Shmuel said back to Rechanina, you know how to read it, but you don't know how to expound it. The phrase the passers-by didn't say, this refers to the idolaters who will pass from this world, and they didn't say to Yisrael, may the blessing of Hashem be upon you. What does Yisrael say? We have blessed you in the name of Hashem. Meaning it's not enough for you that all of the blessings that come to the world are for us, you don't invite us to partake of those blessings, and not only that, but you place on us all types of taxes. Rav Imi ruled that one may not remove bread from an oven together with a baker that prepares bread in Tumah. And the truth is, this ruling over here is printed out of place. It's really relevant to the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah in the fourth Perek in Halacha Yud. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Hamidol bezeisim beshamer oimim yogum beisel oimim yisharish umoidim bemachlik ad yogum. One who is meidol with olive trees, when there are many olive trees growing in close proximity, some are removed in order that the remaining ones grow better. There beshamer say that he may only cut them near the ground, but not uproot them. Beisel permit even uprooting them. They both agree that if he is machlik, which means he's clearing a large area, he may only cut them near the ground but not uproot them. Ve'ezer meidol, echad oshnayim, ha-machlik gimel, ze besad ze. Be'medra amurim, mitoch sheloi, ava mitoch shel chaveiroi, af ha-machlik yishoish. Meidol refers to one or two trees. Machlik refers to three trees next to each other. The prohibition of uprooting when clearing three trees applies when he's doing it to his own field, but is permitted to uproot in his friend's field. Ha-mavkir bezeisim liyachveir ba'ofar, ava mechaseiru ba'avidim ha-bekash. One who's chopping off olive branches for firewood shouldn't cover the cut with dirt as it improves the tree. However, he may cover it with stones or straw. Ein kodesin besulas shikma b'shviyis mipnei shehi avoida. One may not cut a virgin means a never previously cut sycamore in shviyis because it's considered agricultural work. Rav Yehuda oimer kadal koi ofer ela oy magbir asar trochim oy goimim me'am aretz. Rav Yehuda says to cut it in the regular way is prohibited, rather he should leave it 10 trochim tall or cut close to the ground. Hamidol, the Gemara says, "Vezeifim mau hamidol noitel echad amaneich shnayim, or noitel shnayim amaneich echad." The Gemara says, "One who is meidol, what does that mean? He takes away one and leaves two, or takes away two and he leaves one." Tani de Beis Rabbi noitel echad amaneich shnayim. The Brisa of Beis Rabbi says he takes one and leaves two. V'hatanin and hamachlik begafonim shloishes ebesadze ha meidol noitel shnayim amaneich echad. The Gemara asks, but doesn't it teach later in the Mishnah, one who's machlik refers to three trees next to each other, meaning that meidol is when he takes two and leaves one. So how could Beis Rebbe say the opposite? Amr Biyana, Mafnitha Bemeidol Ba Betchila, Umadatani Debef Rebbe Bemeidol Mekvar. Rabbi Yonah answers that the Mishnah is discussing when he first wants to take one, the Chazal permitted taking two and leaving one. Beis Rebbe's case is when one has already been taken before Shvi'ith, the Chazal only permitted taking one from two, as if they would allow him to take two. If you add the one taken before Shvi'ith, it makes a total of three trees, which would be an Issa of Machlik. The Tosefta says that one may not light the top of a bundle of canes to ensure that they grow thick rather than narrow, as it's considered agricultural work like pruning. Rav Shimon Gamliel permits it. And so, Rav Shimon Gamliel would say that one may plant a non-fruit-bearing tree in Shvi'ith, for example, to form a partition. One may only train a cow by having it plow in sand. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even inside a field is permitted as long as the furrows aren't close to each other. Tanya Bashol Oime, Mavrin, it should say Becharshin, Vegaimam Oretz, Ravad, Shalayikoitz, Bekordim. Abishol says in the Baisa, one may remove wild bushes and trees to use as firewood by cutting them close to the ground rather than uprooting them, and as long as he doesn't cut them with a hatchet as it looks like he's coming to dig. Ein boikinis azroim ba'adoma ba'adzitz, ava boitkin oisam ba'galolim ba'adzitz, v'shoyuin oisam b'shviyis, l'matzi shviyis, v'mekayimnis alvai b'rosh agag, v'loi mashkin oisam. One may not check seeds by having them grow in earth that's in a plant pot, but in dung in a plant pot is permitted. One may soak seeds in Shvi'ith to prepare them for planting after Shvi'ith. One may allow alevai, which is medicinal herbs, to grow by treating them with permitted treatments in Shvi'ith, and this must be done on a roof, and they may not be watered. Ein toilin toichin b'te'ena, keitzu d'roise, maifi yochob mite'ena shoite. It should say b'toileba, v'amala hadar avata, v'at leith at avata. One may not hang a wild fig branch on a garden fig tree. This is done as a skula, means a spiritual remedy for the garden fig tree to grow better. What should he do? In a different year, he should bring a branch from a productive fig tree and hang it there and say, this branch produced fruit, but you did not. The Gemara asks, doesn't it teach that if there's a tree whose fruits fall off too early, as a skula he should paint it red and rest stones on it to weaken it? And this shows that one may do a skula to a tree in Shvi'ith. Amar taman de la yiten peyroisa v'acha diyavad l'chatchela. The Gemara answers there, they permitted it in order not to waste the fruits and keep the tree in its current state. Here he's attempting to strengthen the tree. Ein markivin de kalim b'pnei shehi avoida, shleitema hoyo v'chazi ruba shari hu lafumkein sarach l'meima osa. One may not graft date palms in Shvi'ith, it's considered agricultural work. Isn't that obvious? Now you might think that since a date palm is large and the grafting isn't so visible, it might be permitted. Therefore it teaches that it's prohibited. Mishloisha v'ad asar should say, he must nisa. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that to cut a virgin sycamore in the regular way is prohibited, rather you should leave it 10 tvachim tall or cut close to the ground. Cutting close to the ground means below 3 tvachim, so that only between 3 and 10 tvachim is prohibited.